Dorothy Day, A Radical Devotion by Robert Coles. Preface. In the spring of 1952, I was a medical student ready to abandon the idea of medicine. On the day that classes ended, I took the downtown subway at Broadway and West 165th Street, hard by the Columbia Presbyterian Medical Center, where I was going to school. I wasn't quite sure where I was going, only glad to be getting away from where I was. As the train pulled out of the station, a picture of Union Theological Seminary entered my consciousness. That was where I was going. I had been auditing courses there, and was especially taken with Reinhold Niebuhr's Searching and Independent Mind. I had also come to know another theologian, David Roberts, who had a strong interest in psychoanalysis, but no desire to have it replace the Old and New Testaments as his guiding light. Both of them had mentioned Dorothy Day to me, and the fine work being done in Catholic worker hospitality houses all over the country. Their comments had brought back memories of my mother reading the monthly newspaper, The Catholic Worker, in the late 1930s, and of my father doing likewise, though with far less enthusiasm. Those memories again came to mind as I sat in the subway that May morning. Suddenly I realized that classes at Union were probably over too. I thought of going farther downtown, perhaps to visit the Museum of Modern Art, this time unhurriedly, with no pathology or bacteriology test dominating my conscience. But I was tired of that museum, and of all museums. They reminded me of the very world I yearned to escape, the world of analysis, whether of art or of biology. I watched the New York City street numbers go by, my mind a blank one moment, all too preoccupied the next. In either case, direct.